Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 190 of the Lost and Lost podcast. Today's actually Halloween, and that's why we are going to be talking about some of our scariest and creepiest moments from Nintendo games.
Spookiest.
Oh, yes. Not typically known for that, but they exist, and we're going to pick them out. We're going to go into each one. So, I'm your host, Super Zamzy, and today I am joined by Spider-Star U.
Hello, everyone. Happy Halloween.
Soul.
Local Donkey Kong enthusiast.
Yes, and returning special guest, Stalfos.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, so we're all going to go around. We're going to each share three. We're going to go one at a time, though. Share one, go through everyone, and then share another one. Just one of our creepy moments. So first up, we have our guest, Stalfos. Go ahead and share one really creepy or scary moment from a Nintendo game.
So my creepy moment comes from the game Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess. And out of all the Zelda games, it is one of the creepiest ones, but the ones that made me feel the most uneasy was after completing the Lakebed Temple and you're talking to a Zant, it plays a cutscene with these creepy Links with wide eyes and this just very weird feeling with Ilya floating, and it's just a very, very uneasy thing that kind of felt like it didn't fit in, and it gave me nightmares, and yeah.
Oof. Yeah, I remember that. I remember, like, at one point, Link's running for the Triforce, and then she's, like, upside down, and there's a bunch of her. I still don't get it. I don't understand that nightmare all that well.
I don't understand it either.
But, yeah, it's out there. It's definitely out there. Yeah, okay, mine actually comes from a Zelda game as well. I picked Ocarina of Time, and I think most people know where I'm going with this. The Shadow Temple. Man, that place...
Spooky!
It's not even spooky, it's more like death.
Unsettling!
I think I was maybe... I was somewhere between 6 and 8 when I was playing this game. And when you get into the Shadow Temple, you have, like, sculptures of death and blood on the wall, and you have to use the Lens of Truth to get through hidden passageways, and every time you go through, like, a message tells you to, like, get out, or I don't know if it told you to get out, but it told you, like, pretty scary things, and there's, like, dead bones on the ground, and you've got re-deads everywhere. Yeah, that... I could never go in there and just play that temple normally. You just can't. And when you're at that age, you just can't. Did you guys ever play this temple? This game? I hope.
Question mark.
I got
mark.
To the water temple.
Oh.
I got to never playing it. Well, no, I think I played it. I don't remember it, though. I remember
Same.
The fire temple, and I remember the spider webs from the grass temple, forest temple. That's it. So, no.
Well, you guys stopped at a good point, because that's not the easiest thing to get through. But the boss was kind of a letdown. Not very scary. But anyway, Soul. Or Staryu, I mean. Go ahead. What's your memory?
Alright, so my game is not Donkey Kong. My game is actually not Legend of Zelda. We're moving away from Legend of Zelda. We're moving on to Pokemon. That's my forte. I mean, Staryu, hello. My choice is Lavender Town from Pokemon Red and Blue. So, in the Pokemon games, you know, everything's pretty cheery. You know, you see all these, like, weird-looking animals that we call Pokemon. There's Pokemon everywhere, in, like, grass, on buildings, on frickin' trees. Pokemon are everywhere. But there's this one town, specifically, out of all the towns, all the happy towns, there's one town that's dedicated to death, and that is Lavender Town. Lavender Town is... The music is just really haunted, really haunting, really just creepy, like, just a dun 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 dun, and it's just, oh my gosh, it's too much. And then there's a gravesite, or, no, a Pokemon, and it's called a Pokemon Tower, where the graves of all dead Pokemon are, and it's just, you go there, you sometimes you see ghosts, you know, it's just, this town is just filled with death all around, so I definitely think it's the creepiest out of all Pokemon games, and that's why I want to include it in my list. And also, I think, this was, like, one of the first times, what's the first game, duh, but, like, there's also a dead Pokemon that, like, haunts the tower. I think it was a Marowak. Saul, do you know? Like a dead Cubone, dead Marowak?
In the games, it's never, I don't think it's ever actually explained, but it in the Pokemon anime, Pokemon Origins, I know for sure.
No. It is explained in the games.
Oh, then, yeah.
You kill the Pokemon.
I don't remember.
It was a Marowak. I think it was a Marowak.
Yes.
Then. And it was so sad. The whole thing is just so sad. So that's why, it's such a small town, too. So how do you, I don't know how such a small town is so creepy, but it just is. That's why I included it in my list.
Okay, I'm the last person. Hiya. Alright, so mine don't make any sense. Well, I guess the first one I'll go over, I get scared very easily, and so I don't even put, like, most scary things don't stick with me for more than a day because I don't really pay attention to them. Mainly with video games, I don't get scared even with video games because I don't play horror games and stuff, and most of the other games don't have horror aspects, but I don't like the Ukus from the Twilight Princess games, because those things... I like them, actually, at the same time, because they're very interesting-looking things, but they also are extremely unsettling, and the things that they're based off of, which are these these weird human bird things from an M.C. Escher painting, those things are extremely... like, those are creepy to me. I don't know, like, why they were made... I don't know what was the purpose of it, or maybe it was just to be artsy and whatever, but... in general, that weird bird with the human head thing just looks so unsettling, and especially because, like, they're pupil-less, or I think, yeah, they're pupil-less in Twilight Princess, so they just look, like, they look miserable all the time, too, so it's just unsettling to look at them. I just don't like, I think it's Ukus, or at least that's, like, one of the names of the people, but Uku.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't actually creepy about that, but I love their theme music, and especially when you're in the Sky Temple and you hear the that part. I like it so much, and that kind of takes away from the creepy part. But yeah, I agree.
I wouldn't say they're creepy, just unsettling, and they do. I think for sure, I think they look miserable all the time. They just have, like, I think they have a frown on their models, so. Yeah. Yay. So happy.
All right. Stalfos. Second memory thing.
Round two.
This is also from Zelda. It is in Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask. And there's a character you meet very early in the game. His name is the Happy Mask Salesman, and he's basically the starting of the plot for the whole story. And he's not, like, scary like the Shadow Temple. He's just more unsettling. The way they animate him, it skips from, like, him smiling, and then he could go completely nutso and get really mad at you. And just the way they animated him, he just looks really unsettling and creepy, and just has a creepy vibe to him, I guess.
I think it's a cool vibe. I think he seems like someone you just want to party with, like, to be honest. That smile of his just... brings joy to my heart. Sets my heart on fire.
Isn't that... I thought it was modeled after you, Saul. What? I'm confused.
Yeah. If you guys want to know what I look like, just, like, imagine, like, the Happy Mask Salesman, like, got hit in the head with a brick. And, like, it's kind of, like, dented in a way. But, like, hitting, like, one side of the face, so it's, like, asymmetric. And so, like, one eye is just sunken in. That's me.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's,
just girly things.
Okay, anyway, my next memory thing, I think a lot of people can relate to this. Super Mario 64, Boo's Haunted, what is it called? Boo's
Mansion,
Haunted,
I think.
Bash? Mansion.
Or Hideaway?
Hideaway, I think that's correct.
I think that's
no,
it.
No, is that from Mario Party?
I'm going to search this. No, yeah, you're right. Let me search this.
Big Boo's Haunt.
Boo's Haunt. Oh.
Thank you.
I think that's correct. That's yeah, so that one. You go in, you enter the mansion, you go through the first door on the left, empty room, there's a piano in the corner, whatever. There's actually a red coin behind the piano. Grabbing the red coin, and then... Dun, dun, and they...
Dun, 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 yes. Over and over.
Chair knocked
over. I love
over.
Mozart.
Yeah, there's a killer piano in that room. You get too close, and it reveals its true form, essentially. And it chases after you, and it's got giant teeth, and... Like, you know how pianos have the part open? That's what the teeth are, the mouth. Yeah, that's terrified me when I was younger. It was always hard to do the red coin thing, because there's a red coin there. But yeah, I think a lot of people can relate to this, I'm sure.
I don't know what you're talking about. What is Super Mario 64?
Well... Definitely didn't have Donkey Kong in it, so you have nothing to worry about.
You know what? Alright.
Okay. Alright, so I think it is my turn. My turn again. Oh boy. So I'm gonna choose something from Paper Mario. Paper Mario at the Thousand Year Door. And I had to look this name up because I was scared.
I know what this
that
is.
I was gonna. I was scared I was gonna pronounce this wrong, but I chose Creepy Steeple. From Paper Mario 1000 Year Door, and this appears, like, in Chapter 4?
Correct.
I was thinking Chapter 4, Chapter 5, one of those. But basically what happens is Mario, he travels to this place because a crystal star is there. He meets this mysterious ghost-looking guy who doesn't have a name, apparently. And he beats him, whatever the case might be, he beats him, haha, yes, it is what it is, chapter over, or is it? No, the chapter isn't over, because this mysterious ghost guy steals your identity, and now you're just, like, this purple being that's, I don't know what the hell to call it, but you basically have no identity, have no
a
name.
A shadow.
Yeah, pretty much a shadow.
I think you are, and, or it's it might be called a twilight, I think is the proper word, or that's the citizen of the town, sorry.
It's something like
yes,
that.
Yes, but it looks like a shadow much, of you.
But I chose Creepy Steeple specifically because you have to keep going back over here, going back to Twilight Town, then back over here, then back to Twilight Town, then back to Creepy Steeple, and back go back to Twilight Town one more time, then finally go back to Creepy Steeple that last time. It's just over and over and over and over again. But Creepy Steeple is creepy to me because the music is just so odd. There's this mansion in the middle of nowhere at the end of a forest. It's just really bizarre to me. Really, the music is creepy. Just the whole setting is creepy. There's like 200 booze there. There's some big booze there. That's just overall just a creepy level out of all Paper Mario games.
And I think that goes hand in hand with the rest of... like the forest leading up to it and that Twilight Town,
yeah.
All that entire chapter basically.
Yeah.
It's a very I guess when it's not scary so much as unsettling, I do like that stuff. And Twilight Town, despite it being a little bit tedious, is one of my favorite chapters in that game just because it has a really of all Mario games anywhere, I think it has an extremely unique setting that, while of course there are, you know, the unsettling places, but I think with almost, especially the Paper Mario, the weird, creepy sections are very unique. Like, another example, despite this one not being unsettling, it's just dark, is the underwear. Super weird, super different, and I just love that, though, that weird, spooky aesthetic that the Mario universe likes to take on, and the, Twilight Town and Creepy Steeple are no exceptions.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Random question, does this chapter, where do you go in the end? Like, is there
a different
location, or is it just the backtracking and that's it?
It's pretty much, the three locations are Twilight Town, the forest, and Creepy Steeple.
Oh.
And just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Like, I think like three times at least, or maybe two. No, like three times.
It's three times, probably. I mean, knowing that game, or knowing that section.
Yeah, three times.
Oof. Okay.
Is this my turn or your turn?
It is Stalfos' turn.
Oh, whoopsie.
Yeah, go ahead with your last creepy memory.
Wait, if this is his last one, then I haven't
you
gone.
You still didn't even go.
Yeah, it's sold.
You're
thank you. I was testing everyone to see if everyone was paying attention.
God,
thank you very
I honestly
much. So
hate
go
you.
Ahead, go ahead.
Well, okay, I think I'm going to do this one because I'm like 90% sure I've mentioned this on one other podcast. And I have, like, this weird memory. Probably looking back, it's not that creepy. But I had the Sesame Street NES educational games. And they're, like, very creepy, and they used to give me nightmares. I know. But, first of all, I remember, I think it was the Game Theorist. They did, like, a top 10 educational games, and that was there. And they mentioned how unsettling it is. And it is, because it's just a black night sky for almost all of the games. And there's no music, and everything is, like, nothing blinks, nothing moves for the most part. So it's just silence, and you're playing this these games, and I hated it so much. And I specifically remember the, I think it was Grover in Space, it was called. That one really freaked me out, because, again, there was no music, no nothing, and it was space, so it's black for the most, again, for the most part. There's, like, star. I hated it. Didn't like it. Looking back, I found the pictures of it, and it's, like, oh. I mean, I guess, I don't know why I found this so unsettling, but I get, for a child.
Oh, so you played this recently
No.
Because you are a child.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, for a child, it was like, I'm like, what were they thinking? Like, did they not want to put any music? Like, they had a sing-along, I think, at one point, but that was it.
I don't think I've ever heard of that game, though.
They're kind of obscure. They're NES games, so they're from years and years ago. It doesn't really matter. I mean, obviously, it doesn't really matter nowadays, because it's just a Sesame Street game. Though, Elmo's Letter Adventure, I can get behind that game any day. Yes, please.
Okay. I don't have much to say about that, but...
yes, because Ezzy's, like, ancient, so he barely remembers what Sesame Street is.
That doesn't make all that much sense, but okay.
Staphos.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
This one's also from Zelda, because Zelda just has creepy games, and one of the main creepy games is Majora's Mask. Hey. And, in Majora's Mask, I believe the last area you go to is called, Ikana Canyon, I believe is how you pronounce it, or Valley, I guess. And, like, all the creepy enemies from Majora's Mask, like, the re-dead things and all the dead things live there, and... it's just a creepy place. It's like the whole entire area is just dead. And, I mean, it's not super horrifying, but it's just unsettling and creepy and has your hair standing on end. It's just not a fun place to be. It's not a place to build a summer home.
I was going to say, well, I thought you were going to say the whole Gibdo house, or the music box house and the daughter and all that. I was going to say, that's actually really touching. Yeah. Not creepy, but you're talking about the general area, and yeah, I agree. That place is unsettling. Oof.
Not a vacation spot.
Oh, no. Also, no one lives there. So, I don't know what this little town... There's actually not shops, never mind. There's, like, that Poe guy, I think. I don't know. But that place, yeah, I agree. Majora's Mask, in general, has a lot of moments...
I don't know what you're talking about. That place sounds lovely. I would love to take a vacation there. Just me and the friends, we all just, like, chill around, like, just on the cliffs, and it's all dark, and ooh, it's a storm. So fun.
Okay, my last one's really long. So I hope everyone's sitting down for this, because it's going to take a bit. My last one is actually from Animal Crossing, New Leaf.
Wait. Before Ezzy says anything, I second everything because we were talking about this before, like 2 days ago. And everything he says, I 100% am behind and agree with for the most... I mean, unless he says something stupid. But yes.
Tell me about Donkey Kong.
Yeah, Donkey Kong. I'm afraid of Donkey Kong. My biggest fear. Who is that? Wait, I'm sorry. I don't know who it is.
Okay, so in Animal Crossing New Leaf, you can visit other dream towns, basically towns that people have set up for you to view, just a preview of your town. You can run around, do whatever you want, see the villagers, check out your house, all that cool stuff, right? Yes. So there's this one village that you can visit called, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Ica Village, okay?
Yes.
You get to this... you enter your code. You enter this village. Cool. You wake up in the town plaza like you do with every dream town. It's 4 in the morning, and it's got that creepy 4 in the morning music playing, okay? It's already, it's night, it's kind of turning into morning, 4 a.m. The town plaza is covered with, like, gray patterns. It makes it look fuzzy, makes it look weird. Something's off. There's a present next to you. You open it, and there's a doll inside. Okay.
Yay.
And the way this town is organized is you've got... You have to kind of follow a certain path. Like, the creator made it so you go from this area to this area to this area next. So you follow the path. You get to the first house, and around it, beautiful flowers, perfect fruit. Everything's really awesome. You enter inside, and there's a birthday going on inside. There's cake, there's music, and there's three mannequins depicting what we think is a mom, a dad, and a little girl. Cool. Everything's normal, right? Everything in the house is, like, perfect as well. You've got an upstairs with paintings of the family drawn by the little girl, dolls, things of this nature. But in the main room, there is a back room, but it's blocked by a wardrobe. You can't go over there. No big deal. Whatever. You leave the house, you go outside, and you see the creator, or the character walking around. And you talk to her, and she says, "I love my mommy." Okay, cool. Great. And she's actually dressed like the dolly that you picked up. So she's got, like, the red thing on her hair, the handkerchief, things like this. As you keep going to the next house, the path gets a little weird. You have to start navigating through bushes, and you start falling into pitfalls, and then you make it to a cemetery. So that's kind of off. You don't fall into cemeteries. Oh my gosh. That'd be a little crazy.
Oh my god. Like, oh my god, that'd be really scary.
Yes, it would. And just walking, you fall into a gravestone. No big deal. When you make it to the next house, you see the girl again, Aika, and she says the same thing, "I love my mommy." But it's in strange writing. Keep in mind, this is made by someone from Japan. So everything is Japanese. Everything is... basically that. It's in Japanese. So this is based on what other people have said. When you go into the house, the main room has all these exit signs. And it's kind of like a maze that you have to navigate through. And this room has a lot of rooms. I'm not going to go into detail, but people have made theories about this. All this crazy stuff. Basically... it's just a lot of strange stuff. Upstairs, you have an Adam and Eve room. In the basement, you have this giant dinner table with dollies all around it, as if it's like this big dinner. And behind one of the dollies, there's an axe on the ground. So, okay, that's strange. Cool, whatever. In one room, there are like 50 figurines, and they're all facing away from you.
Amiibo!
Yeah.
Oh, I love Amiibo.
You leave this house and you try to go to the next house, and there's mazes and weird stuff again. Okay, whatever. You enter the third house and it's a maze again. This time it's made of bookshelves. And you find random items on the floor, including the dolly again, and then there's an axe next to it again.
So cool.
The Aika girl is here again, and she says, "I love my mommy again," but it's even more weird. It's in, like, this strange way to put it. You go into one of the rooms, and there's a painting of the mom from the little paintings that the girl made in the previous room, and it's on literally everything. It's on the TV, on the bed, the wall, the cloth, everything. There's a bunch of other strange rooms. You leave that house. You got one more house to go to. You tried to make it there through all the maze and the craziness again, and you see Aika one more time, and you talk to her, and she is speaking complete gibberish. Okay.
Way to go, Aika. You lost your ability how to speak. I know you're little, but seriously. Jeez. The American education system is so flawed. I can't believe.
Oh, brother. Also, this was from Japan, so.
The Japanese education system is so flawed. I cannot.
When you make it into the last house, you actually enter a room that's just like that birthday scene from the first house, the perfect family. Except here, everything is trash. The people are gone. It's dark. Everything's a mess. They're What's static that? On the TV. If you go upstairs to where the paintings were of the family, everything is crossed out except for the mom and the dad. And all the dolls that were in there, they look away. They're faced the other way. And the dolly that was in that room has an axe again. In that main room, where that back room was blocked by a wardrobe, that wardrobe's now moved, so you can go inside there. And when you do, you see all these Egyptian sculptures all around the room. They're all facing the center. In the center, there's railings blocking off the dolly and an axe and a mannequin that is dressed like Ika. And... I mean, that's basically it. That's the end. But you can go outside. You can go to the beach. And in one section of the beach, there's a grave.
Ooh,
there's candy. And Ika's items near it. And in another section of the beach, there's a pair of shoes. And in Japan, when people commit suicide, they typically leave their shoes behind.
So fun.
So that's Ika Village. I played this maybe 2 years ago. I think I saw it through a video first. Super creepy. Super
I blame the
creepy.
Doll.
That sounds horrifying.
It was a long explanation, but man, like, I very, very much highly suggest you go and check this place out. I actually have
sounds
a dream
sweet.
Code, so you guys can go check it out. So here it is. It's 2600-0218-7298. Go visit this
sounds,
town. It's creepy.
That sounds so fun. Like, I just can't.
Well, all right. So I guess that was story time with Essie. Thank you for telling us our bedtime story.
God, I fell asleep like four times.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have nightmares tonight. No, I'm not. Maybe a little bit. But now it is my turn once again. It is my turn. So I'm gonna choose something a little bit less creepy than that. Okay, because that was insanely creepy. This is creepy too, but this is like a little bit less creepy. All right, so I chose Mimi from Super Paper Mario.
Yes.
So, but a specific part of the game, I'm talking about Chapter 2-4, Merle's Basement, the Basement Face-Off. So, pretty much, all right, you get to Merle's Basement. You know, you're inside the mansion. Go down to the basement. You know, dun, 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 or walking down the stairs. Dun, 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 dun. All right, so we're at the basement, whatever the case is, and Mimi's there. All right, and she thinks she has all this agendas and stuff for us not paying, you know, her 10,000 million rubies, which we didn't pay off, which we broke, which that's a whole nother story. But pretty much, Mimi is ticked off, so she turns into her true form. So she snaps her neck, and then her whole like face is like spinning around, and then all of a sudden, like I forget what happens, like she kind of like turns around and like. Her face, like, gets enlarged, and, like, her whole face is like a spider's body, like, with giant legs, and just, oh, my God, it's insane, it's creepy as hell. This was, like, back in, like, 2006, this game came out. I was like, what the hell? And all throughout the house, she's chasing you. You have to maneuver yourself around the basement, trying to find Merle, because Merle's, like, in the bathroom somewhere, like, deep inside the basement. So this freaking Mimi girl's chasing you, and every time she comes near you, and she's following you down the doorway or wherever the hell you go, she's like, Mimi, 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 and it's like, oh my god, get me the hell out of here, get me out of this mansion, the pure hearts, someone else can find them, I'm not gonna find them,
oh my god.
But, oh my god, it is insanely creepy. Mimi is creepy, alright, so you see it. People are not who they say they are, all right? They may seem sweet and innocent. So that's what you got to be careful for people in real life, too, because, you know, you can see this perfectly innocent person, and then suddenly they crack their neck.
Hi.
Saul, that's Saul.
Oh, gosh. Don't get on his bad side. Oh, no.
So, this will happen, like, when we were mentioning Donkey Kong last week.
Who?
I didn't tell anyone this, but I was like, Saul, what's wrong? Saul just got so mad. He's like, I'm so sick of this Donkey Kong crap. So he cracked his neck, and his head started spinning around. I'm like, Saul, what's going on? And Saul...
And then I turned into Donkey Kong.
Oh, true. He turns into Donkey Kong. Mimi and him are going a little bit. Donkey Kong! but, yes, Mimi is creepy as heck. Yeah, this Super Paper Mario Chapter 2-4, The Basement Face-Off. Oh my gosh.
Doesn't she throw rubies too?
Yes.
That's so random.
She did. Well, she says that she doesn't have any rubies yet. She wants 10 million of them, and it's like, you already have them because you're throwing them at us. It's weird, but I know Soul told me in the comments that he's like creeped out, like, yes, when Mimi's chasing you that down the basement.
Marley was like, I remember my older brother played it because I was not yet old enough really to play games, and I remember
like a little brother played
my
it?
Older brother.
Oh, okay.
And he used to play it. And I remember I was like, no. It wasn't even so much. I was actually not really, or at least from what I remember, I don't think I was actually that scared of the actual, just the weird transformation. It was just when she was chasing after you, it freaked me out because it has a lot of pressure on you. Because, I mean, you feel like she's right behind you for the entire thing. And remember, he got lost during that part. And, I mean, knowing me, whenever you played a game, I didn't play it, but I just would constantly watch. Especially that game, because really good story, stuff like that. And, just did not like that chase when she was chasing you. That was the part that scared me.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That Super Paper Mario had a lot of creepy moments, but I had to pick this one out of all of them because it's especially just, it leaves an impression on you, you know, just seeing someone snap their neck, their face
which
turning around.
I didn't get that part until
okay,
way later.
Like, I can imagine being near someone and having that happen. I'm just like, okay.
I didn't get, like, this. I didn't get the neck snapping part until years later on how weird, like, creepy that is. I'm like, oh, jeez.
Tell us more, Mimi. Okay. Mimi. Head spinning around, turn into this giant spider. Oh my gosh. But yeah, that's my last choice.
Okay. Wait, am I last? Yeah, I'm next, aren't I? Okay, my last thing, again. Just like the Sesame Street thing, which I'm, like, positive I mentioned, this one absolutely has no... Maybe you kind of get it, especially because I was really young when this happened, but when I was, like, maybe 4, my parents, my dad, he had, when he was, like, what, 20, he got an NES. So he used to play it a lot, and I remember years later, like, I guess my older brother dug it up or whatever, but I know he used to play that game when he was 4, and he got to, like, World 6 when he was 4, which is, like, a big deal in the family. But, later on, like, I would try to play it, or I'd watch someone else play it, and I remember the game over, especially because I saw it so many times, that music creeped me out. And I think maybe it had something to do with black screens entirely that just scared me, I guess, because, I don't know, darkness, and yet it's still on, that creeped me out. But the Super Mario Brothers jingle for when you have a game over just really... I don't like it. It just makes me, like, just uneasy for a couple of seconds. The original one, and then the Super Mario Brothers 3 one, I remember that one was also a problem with me. I never liked either one of those game over screens. And I know, not a big deal. It makes no sense to any of you, but when I was just really young, I guess it didn't resonate or didn't feel comfortable with me. Maybe it has something to do with me losing, but I don't, in this case, I honestly don't think so. I think it was just that black screen and boom, 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 boo, doo, 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 in this ancient pixely tone. Yeah. So that's my stuff. Hi.
What game are you talking about?
Super Mario Brothers.
The first one?
Yeah.
That was creepy to you?
Yeah, when I was like 4. Well, actually, even still, that music still just as uneasy to me. That's, like, one of the earliest memories, me being frightened by that. But the problem is, people can't really, like, you can't hum it, because it's in this old pixely tone, and that's the, I guess that also factors into it, because if I can hum it, and it's just, like, it reminds me of it, which in turn makes me uneasy, but I don't know. I guess it's just some, maybe it just stuck with me over the years.
I'm so sad. You know, I hope that you have a dream tonight about you being in Ica Village with Mimi chasing you and then having the Game Over music playing over and over and over again.
I watched Children of the Corn and I had nightmares about it. It was scary. I did not like that movie. Hi.
Okay. I think that's it for all our scary moments. Darkpo did leave us behind his scary moments. He couldn't make it today.
He left us behind because he has to work.
Yeah. He had the Las Plagas disease from Resident Evil 4. He had the Silent Realm from Skyward Sword. And I know what he's talking about, because when they catch you in the Silent Realm, the screen goes from this light blue, very calm feeling to like blood red, and they come chasing after you with full force, and your heart is pounding.
Oh my god, don't break
it. Is that the thing?
Don't break my heart, you're right.
Is that the thing with the fallen hero and stuff?
The which one? What?
Is that the place where you meet the like fallen hero and everyone thinks it's like one of the past links or whatever?
Wrong game.
Wait, for real?
Yes. That's Twilight Princess.
Oh,
gee.
Oh, sorry. I'm not in the mood.
He also, for his last one, he had Turok 2, Seeds of Evil, Lair of the Blind Ones.
Oh, sorry. I just remember where it is now. Sorry.
Well, yeah, so those are our creepy moments. If you have some creepy moments that you want to share that we missed or some that you agree with, make sure to let us know in the comments. And
tell me I'm not crazy.
Yeah, good luck with that. But, yeah, so that wraps up our discussion. We are going to move into news and community. We actually have quite a bit of news from this week.
Yay!
A lot of stuff on Nintendo smartphone business going on.
Don't care. Yeah, it was not a smart decision what they did.
What? Oh, I'm just saying boo.
Oh, I don't like it.
It's Halloween.
Well, before you share why, let's say what it actually is. So they announced...
Stupid.
They announced that they're going to have 5 mobile smartphone games released by March 2017. The first one that they announced, Miitomo, is going to be released before March. Miitomo is a Mii-based game, in quotes. It's more of a social interaction where you will be able to meet up with different people with smartphones. We don't really don't know much about it. I mean,
it's kind of just like Street Pass. I mean, I can tell it's heavily inspired by that, but
yeah,
it's just not a smart thing, especially as a game. Like, oof. That's not a game.
Yeah, I have no
interest. It'll probably do well in Japan. It's because Japan's all about that weird, like, social connectivity thing that I don't get.
Yeah, talking to people, being interactive.
I'm all for that, but I don't get why we have it in, like, games and stuff. Like, okay, I can just say hi to this person, like, normally, but all right.
What if you're shy?
Then why would you do that? Like, why would you even
participate? Because you want to, but you're shy.
Shut up.
Actually, that's actually what they said. This is, they want this for shy people, actually. They didn't say exactly that, but that's what they kind of were getting at.
So
that's the first thing they announced. The other thing they announced is a Nintendo account.
Yeah.
Where, from my understanding, it would allow you to... sign in to your Nintendo Network ID, I think, with multiple accounts like Twitter, Facebook, Google+, whatever, cloud saves, and things along this line. I don't think we learned everything about it, but a universal account, essentially, for Nintendo.
My Nintendo, I think it's called.
No, that's Nintendo. This is Nintendo account. My Nintendo is the replacement for Club Nintendo.
Oh, I thought that was the same thing.
Mm-mm, they're different. My Nintendo, that's basically the same thing as Club Nintendo. I think there are a few differences, like when you play games, you get points. When you buy games, you get points. It didn't say anything about surveys, so that might be gone. Why did you say, oh, did you like those surveys?
I hate, wait, me?
Who are you talking to, me?
Yeah.
He said, ooh.
I said ooh to the first
part. Oh, I heard you say aw to the surveys.
I'm pretty sure I did. I mean, I would lie in some of those surveys. I just put this.
Of course
this,
I did.
This over.
And like a lot of them were like meant to do it like as soon as you got the game, but I don't think anyone actually did that like as soon as they got the game, especially me. So I'm like, I was like, okay, I'm just, especially since when I was putting in points, it was the end of Club Nintendo and they obviously were not using any of the responses. They were just letting everyone get their fill.
Oh, I loved Club Nintendo. I got a lot of juicy stuff off of Club Nintendo.
I didn't
all those folders and screensavers,
pins, napkins, those badge pins. You know, I got those. I got cards. So you know, I got tons of different stuff.
Yay!
Stalfos, did you use Club Nintendo?
I had opportunities to. I just didn't know much about it. So I don't think I ever used it. Ever.
Rest in peace.
You could have given me your needing... codes.
SZ, shut up.
I wanted them.
You're so selfish.
All my games are pretty old anyway, so and they wouldn't I don't work. Know if you could use any of those.
Yeah, so that's what came out of that whole... That was from an investor meeting this week. That's what came out of that. We do have two other pieces of news. Super Mario Maker update coming November 4th.
Yes.
Checkpoints. Check flags. Woo! You can have two in each level. Also adds the ability to... Basically, if you're a small Mario, you get a mushroom. If you are a big Mario, you get a fire flower. That kind of thing. Not any Mario you are, you get a fire flower because that's what you put. That's change. Official courses and event courses are also coming. And there was one other thing. They mentioned five in the video. Don't remember what it is, but there's something else.
Hey, you want to know why I added the flag points?
Why?
Because they saw someone named Absol Power.
Me!
And, you know, he was making levels that were abominations.
Me!
So, that's you know, they were like, oh, okay, people can't handle these types of levels. Because, yeah. You know, this is an abomination.
I agree.
It's horrible. Well, so they're like, okay, we need to add flag points so that people can get through these horrible levels. So, here we go.
If you're talking about that giant level that I made first, it still wouldn't work with the check flag because you have to keep going back for everything. Plus, my level's not so much as hard. You don't die. You don't die a lot. It's more like you have to go
that's
back.
That's why we need those checkpoints.
It doesn't work, though, because for your actions influence the environment, and a lot of times you have to keep going back. You can't have a check flag if you're...
Why did you make that level?
It was fun, and I got a lot of good stuff on it. I also have a lot of good reviews on spooky, scary ships. Thank you for everyone who likes those courses. I don't have that many stars, so I can't put that many up there, but I've been working on an entire, like, 8-world, 4 levels each concept. And I already have a world done, and I'm halfway through world 2, and all the levels are named after, like, foods. So the world, I'm sorry. So world 1 is fritter fields, and world 2 is truffle tunnels. So, hi everyone, it's me.
You know, I got a lot of good reviews on my levels, too, you know.
Oh, like
my first level, Absol Powers Can't Do It Like
that
Me.
That was the
you know,
worst
that
level.
Got a lot, that got a lot of good
that
reviews.
That was honestly awful. Like, your level concept, it needs to improve, okay?
Well, I got really good reviews, so I don't think so.
I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest. I had not seen any good reviews.
I think the completion rate was 100%. Good. Because everyone was so determined to finish.
Well, no, it was actually 99% because Sol didn't do it.
What?
Because he can't do it like me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, no. We're not doing this. Check out my levels. Don't check out his.
No, check out mine. I made good ones.
Ew.
I do remember the last update that's coming on November 4th. There's a new mystery mushroom. It's actually Sol dressed in a Donkey
yes!
Kong suit. So,
I am
be on the lookout for that. That'll be updating on your review soon.
I don't know who that is, but I'm 100%. Wait, are you sure it's in the game?
Oh, yeah, they made a video about it. Nintendo themselves.
Mm-hmm. I think they should add a Donkey Kong costume into Super Mario Maker.
Well, what would be the point of that if it would be you?
No. Donkey Kong but, enough? I mean, if they have a Mii in a Donkey Kong suit, shouldn't they just have a Donkey Kong suit? Like, why don't they have one in the game?
Well, the difference is like a Donkey Kong suit would just be like a Donkey Kong suit, but like you have like trash tattoos all over you because you know you're trash.
I don't think
so. You pretty much are trash.
How are they gonna pick that up on a
suit?
On a
so
sprite.
It's trash and a Donkey Kong suit.
But how are they gonna pick that up on a sprite? That's gonna be hard to do.
Well, it's Nintendo. They'll be able to make it work.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Sol. Come on.
But they need to have a Donkey Kong one first. Come on.
Yeah, but this one will be more successful.
All right. last piece of news. This is something I actually found out yesterday. Mario Tennis Ultra Smash, besides tons of new footage for, like, the new characters, tons of footage of Donkey Kong playable, that's very good.
Yay!
Donkey Kong!
We also found out that the online mode is also really limited. You can't play with friends. You can only just play with random people, and that's it.
Wait, you mean friends in real life? In real life, or friends like online?
This is for online mode, so you can only do random play. You can't like, hey, Starry, you want to play a round of tennis over online? No, you can't do that because apparently there's no way to connect.
I would say, hey, maybe they'll change that later, but nobody cares enough for this game to have any major changes. So
this game,
boo.
This game just keeps going downhill.
It's Exactly.
I know.
Oh my goodness. Every time Spooky. We learn something new, even though there's literally nothing left to learn, everything's been shown. I don't know what else there is to know. It's very disappointing. Very disappointing. But with that, I'm going to move on to what have you been doing? So, what have you guys been doing? Who wants to go first?
Let's go in the order.
Oh, okay, yeah. Stalfos, what have you been up to? Have you been doing anything this last week or last time the podcast you were on?
I'm still playing Skyward Sword, and I'm at the end battle, and it is giving me trouble. A lot of trouble, and I can't seem to get past it.
Do you want us to give expert advice right now? Because we can totally do that.
Yeah, that'd be good. It's I've got the rhythm of it. Yeah, spoiler alert, I guess. I got the first part. You know, there's two kind of the lightning part and then the not lightning part. I got the first part done. Rhythm. I can do it without getting hurt, but afterward I just get completely creamed and I can't get past it.
Oh, I love the lightning part. You feel so awesome when you lift up the sword and it zaps you. You feel like a new person. I'm not offering any advice, but I'm just saying I love it. Yeah, do you guys even remember what you're supposed to do in this one?
Nope.
No. Nada.
I know that.
I'll figure it out.
Are you zapping your sword with the lightning?
Yeah, I do that. But then when I go for the attack, he puts down the sword and just poof.
I just don't remember. If Dark Boob was here, that he would probably could tell you. But yeah, awesome boss though. And awesome music too.
Yeah, that's good. And I at the end of the game, I mean. The game gets a lot of hate, but it's actually a pretty decent, solid game. I mean, I enjoyed probably like 90% of the time I played it, and except for like the technical difficulties and the Wii Motion Plus, it was actually a really good game.
Yeah.
And did some stuff for Halloween, like just the normal stuff, I guess. And that's about it. I mean, I haven't done it a whole lot.
Do you get dressed up for Halloween?
I was gonna be the Monopoly Man, but I didn't get enough stuff for
Wait,
it.
Wait, did That's I tell cool. you guys? Well, I'll tell you mine, what have you been doing, but SZ or Story, did I actually tell you what I was gonna be, like, in the chat?
Yes.
I did?
Well, you did, you told us before, you told us, like, 2 weeks ago what you were gonna be.
I did? Can you put it in the chat just to make sure?
I don't remember.
Okay, whatever. Since I'm talking, wait, Stalfos, is that all you have to say?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to cut fine. In. It was just. I don't know.
I'm done. No, yeah.
I decided to be Michelle Duggar from 19 Kids and Counting, and I'm already all prepped. Like, I got this disgusting wig, well, multiple wigs, and they're all on top of each other. And then I was actually kind of creepy because I got a picture of all their kids, and then it just started cropping out their faces, which is really creepy. I just, like, took out their face and put it on something else, like this sheet, and then I'm printing them all out.
Oh, no, not the little kids, too.
And I'm sticking them on straws, and I'll just tape them on this sweater I got, and then I'm pregnant, too.
Whoa.
And their 20th kid has to start with a J, and its name is Juicy, but it's spelled J-E-W-C-Y.
Yes!
Juicy Duggar, and also known as the next book. Which I think is funny, because it'll be like, well, after a show...
You need to take a picture! I need to see
it! I wore the wig during class, and my teacher was like, you look fabulous. I was like, thank you, I do, I know. But, like... never mind, I can't say that part. But, yeah.
You didn't
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna be for Halloween. I've also started, I've mentioned that I've been getting into drawing a lot, and I'm, like, really starting to get into it, and I don't exactly know why, but, my teacher, my art teacher, I'm almost positive I mentioned this last week. I was talking about styles of drawing of styles and stuff. And I think for sure, I think I've gotten mine down, like this weird, like almost under exaggerated body part thing where it all just kind of blends together, which is weird, but I guess it's like simple character design, but with detail on top, which is hard to explain, but it's something I feel really comfortable with doing. And I have this very simple face design, which because a lot of faces, especially with, I guess, I don't want to say cartoon, because this isn't a cartoon style, but it's two-dimensional, so if you don't have realistic, it usually falls somewhere into animated. And I guess this animated style is extremely simple face. It's line mouths, oval eyes with sometimes, you know, like a line to signify an eyelid, and then maybe an eyebrow occasionally, and then just a line, just one diagonal line making a nose, and it's a simple design, but it looks really good. And I love doing this idea, so I've had a lot of, like, weird ideas of characters in my head, and I never have been able to actually draw them out until now, which is also really fun, because I've had, like, these ideas for, like, five characters, which, that's not gonna go into that, but drawing them out is, like, so satisfying, because maybe I haven't imagined them exactly like this before, but it's now, like, kind of shaped, like, the original idea has been shaped into this, and I see it, and I like it so much, and I have so many drawings of these characters now, and it starts off with one design, and then it just drifts off into many, and then you're influenced by different artist styles, and you make your own stuff, but it's still really hard drawing, I definitely mentioned this last week now, drawing one character in a different style, in your style even, because especially with me, I can't help starting to just drift in this weird limbo between style, my style, and the original art. And I haven't really practiced anything since then of, you know, trying to take one thing and change it to mine, but it's still, one day, just, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna start saving up maybe for an iPad Pro, because I've been wanting to get some Apple device, and, an iPad is actually my friend who, she's not a professional artist, but she draws like a professional artist, if that makes sense. She doesn't sell her stuff or anything, but I think she should start doing commissions and stuff. She uses an iPad, and I've seen her draw, and it's like, whoa. But me, I do not like, she's like, yeah, it took forever to learn how to actually draw on an iPad, because you have to use a special stylus, and it's not paper, so obviously it's a little weird, and I said, okay, no. So I'm gonna take maybe the cheaper way out, even though it'd be more expensive, huh? Maybe I'm gonna start saving up for an iPad Pro, which is $800. However, which I'll get into when my birthday comes around, I have a really good idea on how to possibly at least raise some money, or maybe even get a cheaper version of an iPad. Or cheaper, you know, like, not an iPad Pro, maybe an iPad 3 or something. iPad, not a 2, because I think I need to get sort of somewhere of a modern approach, and the 2, by now, is outdated. That's what I've been doing this week. Oh, yeah, and happy Halloween.
Ooh. Happy Halloween. Ooh. Okay, I'll go next. Alright, so, this Halloween, I'm gonna be dressed up as Soul.
Yay!
So, I got all the trash bags, I got all my garbages ready. I put one on my arm, I put a bunch of trash on me, so, you know, that's Soul, I'm trash. So, I got, there's a banana peel on my head.
I was thinking that too, to be honest. I was gonna say, is there a banana peel on your head? Like, you gotta get true to form.
That's the Soul motif, yes. I was really inspired to be Soul because, you know, Soul's look is very unique, so I made sure that I have a bunch of trash bags. I have at least 7, so don't worry, I'm covered. Every part of my body is going to be covered in trash, and one part of my body is just going to have trash. Literally, my whole entire arm is going to be inside a trash bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like Soul.
My spirit animal
I'll smell like Soul, and I'll look like Soul.
I would say my spirit animal is Garbodor. I really feel in the trash. I like it.
Oh, yeah, was that Pokemon inspired by you?
Yes.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
I'm so honored to be, like, the third person who has a Pokemon inspired by them. There was Alakazam after Yuri Geller, Bruce Lee and after Hitmonlee, and Hitmonchan after Jackie Chan. Garbodor is me. Hi.
So you're the fourth.
Yep, oh, then. Fourth, not fifth. There's a fifth somewhere in there, probably.
Okay, so let me get into first some sad news so that we can go back to happy news.
Rest in peace.
So my computer has recently not been doing so well. My hard drive, there's something with my hard drive. The whole thing is just pretty much screwed up. I can't even get past the booting screen. So as of right now, MPI or any other thing like that, all that stuff is on hold indefinitely until I can get that fixed. Which it'll be ironic if I can get it fixed today, but I'm not 100% sure.
A Halloween miracle.
So, I mean, yeah, that would be great, a Halloween miracle to actually have my laptop fixed the day of, but I'm not sure, so that's why I'm just saying it right now, so that everyone knows that it's not me being lazy. It's that literally my computer. If the hard drive is really broken, I will not be able to do any of it because all the stuff was on that hard drive, and I won't be able to do anything anymore because then I have to create everything from scratch, and that's gonna take way too long, way too long. So that's the sad part first. Now let's get into some more happy stuff. I've been playing some Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes. Ooh. I've been playing that a lot. You know, I'm getting my stuff. I got my, you know, what's it called? Let me see, hold on. Yeah, I have my game right here because I've been playing this for a while now. All right, so I've been getting a lot of... Okay.
Alert.
I've been getting a lot of costumes lately because, you know, I got cash and I got materials and Magic Tour is making it. Okay, stop it, phone! Get out of here! My gosh! So I got the Ruby Regalia. Is that what it's called? Ruby Regalia?
Regalia? I would 100% know.
Oh, so I said it right. So I got the Ruby Regalia, so now I look just like Sol, you know.
Yay.
Oh my god! Essie, that was you!
Essie.
That was you! I knew it!
Aw.
My gosh. So... Yeah, I got the Ruby Regalia, and, you know, I have a mustache, and now I'm big-boned, and, you know, pretty much I look like Sol, so it's pretty good. So, you know, pretty much
100%
like Sol, so I got tons of different costumes, too. I got the Queen of Hearts. I really want to get the Cheetah costume, but, yeah, there's just so many costumes. I've been getting a lot of costumes. I played a little bit with SC this week, actually. Ooh. This week. Yeah, right? This week?
Yeah.
Whatever was it last?
Yeah.
Last week, okay. That was alright. You know, the first hour was okay, but then after that we got some really slow people playing with us that didn't really understand. Which it could be new. They could be new to the game.
My little brother was complaining about the same thing because you can't communicate with any of the people, and
it's just really awkward when, like, you're like, over here, item, over here, item. It's like, they're like, I don't understand why.
There's, like, isn't there, like, something you have to, like, collect together or whatever in order for you to move on or something? I don't know. He was explaining, and I was halfway listening. But he was talking about it, and he was going, yeah, like, I can't communicate with these people, and they forgot an item, and all of them just keep carrying me back. And he's like, yeah, they really should get an, at least some command that's, like, to let go of people carrying you, which I think, I don't
you
know much about
throw.
The game. What?
You say throw. There's a thing that says throw. You just say throw.
Yeah, but they're not... With him, they were moving forward, and they weren't supposed to move forward, and he just kept going back, and they just kept picking it up. And even if they said throw, they don't have to throw you, right?
They don't have to, but it'll give them an idea that you want...
I don't...
It's just the communication is sometimes a
shoddy
problem. If people don't know what they're doing. If people know what they're doing, rarely is it really a big problem. So it depends who you play with. If you're playing with people who are smart and know what they're doing, then it's usually never a problem. But, you know, it's okay. It's not even the fact that people can be stupid. It could be that they're just new to the game. I mean, the only exception is if we're, like, doing, like, the later levels, like the dunes or, like, the ice cavern, and you just don't know what to do. I'm like, okay, you made it this far, you don't know what to do. Let's
Which
be real.
Which apparently has happened. That sounds like has it happened.
Yes.
Oh, it has happened. No.
Which, that's why it's not a newbie anymore.
I'm sorry, SZ. I know, sorry, should not have called you out, but I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
That was not shade. Sorry. But, yeah, I love this game a lot. It's so much fun. We're going to actually be talking about it next week. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be lots of fun. We're going to talk about the game and maybe do some other stuff. Who knows? But, yeah, it's going to be lots of fun. Other than that, have I been doing anything else? Yes, I have. I've been playing... Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney.
Yay! Which, we have a reason why we've been playing that, but...
Which,
hint,
we're
going
to be doing that...
Winky, winky.
Soon. Wink, 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 wink.
I think... SZ, you've played the game to completion, right?
Yeah,
or no?
I just finished it last night.
I played that game forever ago, which is Phoenix Wright. I understand why Boo likes that game so much. But Staryu, have you completed the game yet?
Not yet.
But
I'm not going to be able to complete it because of my computer. So lame. Not for a little while. But I got to episode 3. So I just started episode 3.
You're almost done.
Yeah, episode 2, you know, there was lots of different things going on, you know, freaking Mr. White, Red White, whatever the case might be, the guy with all the jewels and all the fabulous stuff, and then Edgeworth, I can't stand his existence.
He's made to not be liked, by the way.
I know, I got that right away.
But also made to be sympathetic at times.
No.
I hate
him. Shut up.
Oh my gosh.
I want to do, because it's a game I can say this, I want to tie an anchor to him and then just throw him in the ocean.
Which makes sense, by the way. I'm pretty sure that's one of the plots in either this game or later games.
I hope so, because I really want it to happen, because I can't stand him.
I'm not with
all.
Him, unfortunately.
What?
Not with him. Edgeworth never dies.
Darn it.
Rest in peace.
Shoot. But, yeah, it has really funny dialogue. You know, I did the first one with Larry. There's just tons of different stuff. You know, Mia, and then we have oh, my God. There's just I know some people who did it again. They're like,
well, there are a lot of people here probably
what
do.
The hell are you talking about? What are these names? But trust me, if you play the game, you should play it. Give it a chance. Because I gave it a chance. Because Essie's like, please, please play the game. Oh, my God. You should totally play the game. And as soon as I play it, Essie's like, oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm like, oh, my
it's
God.
It's really good. I didn't understand it until until something. I didn't understand playing it, though.
I'm going to complete. Hopefully, when my computer gets fixed, I'm going to play the other stuff. And, you know, do the other games as well. And, you know, yeah, I can't wait.
Oh,
so
yes.
That's pretty much what?
I'm just so happy for you.
Exclaiming in glee.
All right, now that finally is it. That's all I've been doing this week.
And then for me, speaking of Ace Attorney, I actually finished it last night. Finished the last episode, and I loved all of it.
I get so giddy
when the trial's happening, and like you point out a contradiction, and the music starts playing.
They're like, what? What do you mean? That totally did happen. This person went to the left or whatever. I'm like, oh, please.
Expressions are so over the top and
amazing. I love the expressions when you call someone out who's acting all cool and normal, and they make that expression where they freak out, and everyone has one.
It's oh my gosh. So there's good. Some of them are, like, creepy almost. Like,
wow.
Wait, so yeah, you just finished it. So yeah, I know what you're talking about, I second that notion.
So yeah, I finished that. Like sorry you said, I've been playing Triforce Heroes, picking people up, throwing them off edges, things like this, yep.
Jeez, Essie, that's not funny.
You trash of the earth. Essie did that to me, you know, he did that once. I'm like,
I love doing it.
I'm like, why would you do that? That was so mean. And especially, like, this happened at the end. We were at the end about to get our treasures. Essie threw me out into the water. What is wrong with you? I'm like,
that was because of something you did that time, yes.
Oh, please. You know, Essie always takes... All right. I'll be at a 4 at times, and Essie's, like, at a freaking 14. All right? Essie goes above and beyond at times.
Okay,
like, I accidentally throw him off. He's like, oh, I want to purposely throw you off. It's like, really? Really?
There was also ice cavern level where two people get the gust jars at the beginning of the level and there's one fire glove at the end. So you have to help that one player without the item make it to the fire glove. And that happened to be Staryu that time. So we all get to the fire gloves, hit the 3 switches, open the door, and I bolt for the fire gloves. And
SD!
It wasn't the jar, it was the hammer,
The hammer, right, the hammer. I leave my hammer behind. And I take the fire gloves, and he was stuck with the hammer. I didn't do that on purpose. I wanted to grab it and then put it back. But he pressed A, so he ended up taking it, and there was no switching after that.
You're so stupid, Izzy.
Yes, but that game's full of moments like that. You'll just laugh at the dumbest things.
Being stupid.
I have a story that I wanted to share, but Darkmoon's not here, and it very much... It doesn't involve him, but...
Do it.
It involves
really
a,
sp-
it involves something that it would make him gasp, and he's not here.
Tell it.
You have to tell the story. Are you kidding me?
Come on, you can't leave. You can't do that. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Yesterday was Thursday. The last time I drove in my car was on Tuesday. Okay, whatever. Yesterday was Friday. And the last time I drove was on Thursday. So 2 days I did not go into my car, didn't touch it, whatever. I get in my car Friday, I start it up, and I'm about to leave. I'm facing south. This is at sunset. And I look to the right, which is west, to see if there's traffic coming. No, Dark Boo was not there.
Then you better drive quickly then. Oh, if it's
yeah, if he showed up,
Essay, I'm coming for you.
Exactly. Hit the gas and go, and don't look back. Oh my gosh. No, I look to the left and it's sunset, and in my passenger seat I see a spider web all across the window and all across the seat. This giant spider web and a spider in the middle. So I'm here driving with the spider next to me, and I'm trying to figure out what to do because I'm coming up on the highway, and once I get on the highway, there's no stopping. So I'm panicking a little bit. And God knew I would be in this situation because I slowly went for the glove compartment, and you had to be careful because the spider web was attached to the glove compartment as well. I open it, and there were napkins in there. So, hallelujah, I had something to kill it with. I finally make it to the highway on-ramp, so this is right before I make it on, and I have the napkin placed over my hand so I could kind of, like, pinch it with my entire hand, and I go for it, and I snatch it. And I do. I make it. I grab it, and I have the thing inside my napkin. Mission accomplished. I crush that thing to an oblivion. I made sure that thing was done and squashed.
Rest in peace.
And I let go of the napkin, and the spider jumped out of it. It jumped out.
Great story.
My heart sank. Same napkin in my hand. I slam my down. Mice down. I slam my hand.
You were to say, "Damn!" I slam my hand. That's what
he thought. I was like, "Okay, a Z."
I slammed my hand right onto it, and I slammed it so hard that I split it in half. But
jeez,
oh my God.
I made sure it was dead.
Spider. Damn.
I'm sorry.
Aziz for animal cruelty.
Oh my God. You shouldn't be laughing that you split it in half. That's not funny.
I mean, it's just something you don't expect. I'm like, oh, okay.
I mean, that's what happened. I'm just recounting the story. And then I had to clean it off the seat because it was stuck to the seat. And, well, after that, I had a great drive. I felt accomplished in life.
It was a really good day.
Good thing to note, right? If you ever are in a car with a seat, don't go in the front seat because that's where the spider was.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be...
People come in there that day and I was like, by the way, there were spiders in here.
And they just get out the car and go to the back seat.
Yeah, so I wanted Dark Boo here because I feel like he would gasp when he heard the spider story, essentially. But you know, that's what happened to me. It was Halloween appropriate. Yes, so that was my story. I am not trying to find the ending information because I was totally prepared. I'm never not prepared when I am hosting an episode of
The Lost Levels Podcast. Find us and rate us on iTunes, and you could subscribe there as well. And then you can also check out Marbury Legacy at MarburyLegacy.com, our hosting site, or you can check out The Lost Levels at TheLostLevels.MarburyLegacy.com, or you can check out the forum at MarburyLegacy.com/forum, because we are just always having a great old time there. And as for me, you can follow me on Meverse at CONPETE, or on Tumblr at, it's hardly milk. And then, well, even though Steam Universe is, like, you know, shot in the head, you can find me, my Steam Universe blog at LeftPissYourPants.com. Maybe I'll post some pictures of me in my costume, but I don't think I will, just because I think it'd be just a little bit too far. Like, if I'm on the internet in the future, which I kind of want to pursue a career in, I don't want pictures of me as Michelle Duggar, like, online. Thank you.
I'm going to be posting all over the internet.
You won't get the picture.
No! You will send me the picture!
No, this is your punishment.
No, you're probably lying then. You're probably not even dressing up as Michelle Duggar.
Okay, I can show you I'll show you the individual parts then, and we'll just show you me in it.
No, I need to see you inside the costume.
Why?
Don't be a don't be a bugaboo. Alright, I'll show you my costume me dressed up as you, alright, in complete trash.
You know, I actually will, like, hold this to him if you're actually gonna.
No.
That's
nope.
Right.
No. Alright, so now it is time for me, Spider Star. You can follow me on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google Plus. All of it is Spider Star You.
Don't kill him.
Alright, and I have a message for Saul.
Oh.
And here it goes. Yo, hands. Alright, yes! That's a good note to end on. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry.
You forgot Ezzy and our guest.
Yeah. Well, to end Soul's segment on.
And your segment.
Yep. And your segment.
Okay.
Anyway, you can follow me, Super Zamzy, on Twitter.
And
send on our E and YouTube.
What? Okay.
It doesn't work.
Stalfos, where can we find you?
You can find me at the MPL forums at SmartyPartyLegacy.com as Stalfos Slayer. You can find me on my blog. That's thesheikistone.blogspot.com. And that's about it.
Oh, very nice. Okay, thank you everyone for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Have a spooky day. Ooh.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.